It was an ordinary day at Arlyle Waring's card store when George disappeared. George was sitting on the chairs outside the store. Here's Arlyle.
So it was about 6 o'clock when I decided to close that I realized George was not there. I decided to call the police.
She got a cop on the phone.
And I said to him, I would like to report a stolen orangutan.
My name is Isaac Olson. I'm the chief reporter of the Free Press. It was actually past deadline, but it was a must. So I wrote to my editor, stop the presses. I got a good story. We got to run it. Orangutan kidnapped. Owner pleas for help finding furry friend.
It's not a real one. It's a large, lifelike, stuffed orangutan. George, he was sitting on a yellow chair, as he does every single day.
The entire neighborhood was, like, upset.
Helene was a store regular.
Little girls were coming into the store and crying that George was gone. I was devastated. I couldn't believe it. How could anyone do that?
Mark was another regular.
George's loss and disappearance and kidnapping was in my consciousness all the time. To me, he was more than just a stuffed animal. He was kind of real for me.
Arlyle looked everywhere, but kept hitting dead ends. There was only one lead. A teenager who went by the name Enoch was in with the local Irish gangs. He told Arlyle.
I didn't take him, but I might know the guy who did. I might be able to get him back for you.
But then Enoch disappeared. Things only got stranger when Arlyle asked the police if they knew of Enoch's whereabouts.
And they said, no, and you won't be seeing him again.
Then one morning, when everyone had given up hope, a woman came into the store and said,
I got your ape if you want him back. And I looked at her and I said, what? And she said, yeah, I was given a few bucks to clean out the basement in the apartment where I live. I found him there. I know it's yours.
Arlyle went to pick him up.
He was a little worse for wear, and we brought him home and aired him out. And then he went back to sitting outside of carts, etc.
No one was ever able to explain how George got into that basement. But a few months later, a man showed up at the store.
He looked like he had stepped out of the 1930s of Chicago.
He told her he put the word out that George needed to be returned.
So I asked him, could I have your name? And he just put his hand on his chest and said, West Side Irish.
Which didn't explain anything, except that this is a story about the kidnapping of a stuffed orangutan.